This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fifth week of early spring. It's the week of spring equinox and the last week of the broody hen moon, the transition week to the sun in Aries. So much has happened to prepare for equinox. Red-winged blackbirds have joined the starlings and grackles. Killdeer and mockingbirds are calling, bluebirds singing. Robins begin their pre-dawn chorus just after 7 o'clock. Cardinals and doves are calling around 7:15, and later in the day, flickers and pileated woodpeckers call. Honeybees will be flying then, and the first green bottle flies. Garter snakes will lie out sunning. And when I took inventory around the yard today, I saw that everything had changed since my last accounting at the end of February. Snow crocus and aconites and hellebores and snowdrops were in full bloom. Two small jonquils were open. Dead nettle, small flowered crest, and blue eyes verbena were all blossoming. There were first flowers on several forsythia bushes. Mid-season crocus were budded, daffodils 8 to 10 inches tall and well-budded, daylilies 5 inches, tulips 10 inches, Canadian thistles 3 inches, peonies 3 inches and leafing, red quinces leafing and buds cracking, rhubarb and hollyhock leaves 2 inches tall, bleeding hearts up 3 inches, grape hyacinths 7 inches, resurrection lilies 6 inches, buds opening on the service berry trees, buds breaking on the lilacs, pussy willows coming out all the way, privet and mock orange bushes leafing, buds reddening on the crab apple, and new garlic mustard sprouts coming on. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the sixth week of early spring. In the meantime, just go outside and see all the things that are happening. And if you just see one of those things, you know that so many other things are happening too.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.